Welcome to the Shop Small Society podcast. My name is Erica Bevel. I'm a product-based business educator, boutique owner, and online retail queen with a passion for helping small businesses make more money doing what they love. I started my first business at 18 in my mom's basement and left corporate at the age of 23 with a mission to make a positive impact on this world through empowering women just like you. I'm so thrilled you found this podcast, and I'm so thankful you're here. Now let's do this thing. Welcome back to the Shop Small Society podcast. This is Erica. I wanted to share something with you today that has been coming back to me time and time again. This past weekend, I actually went to a summit. It was a business slash mindset summit called the Slay Summit. And it was amazing, first of all, but I wanted to share with you some things that really came up for me. And I noticed that it did come up before for me as well when I would go to different business summits. And I feel like this is such an important message to share because I see a lot of small business owners struggle with this as well. And that is the feeling that you are not good enough. And this is something that I have personally struggled with my entire life, but I didn't realize that all of these other people felt the same exact way until I started meeting other business owners or even people that don't have businesses say that they feel like they're not good enough to do blank, whatever it is. And what happens is whenever somebody doesn't feel able, doesn't feel good enough is they don't move forward with whatever they're working toward or, you know, something they dream of because they simply don't feel good enough. So I wanted to share some things that I have learned that I think will help you as well if you feel this way. And it's more of things to think about and to kind of think about it in a different way in order to help you kind of realize that you are actually good enough. You are so worthy of doing everything you desire. One of the first things that comes up for me with helping me with this is the fact that a desire wouldn't be in my heart. I wouldn't have a certain desire to go after something, to do something, to pursue whatever it is if I weren't meant to do that. I don't believe that we randomly just get inspired on doing a certain thing for no reason. It's not just random. I believe that we get those desires and those dreams for a reason, and that is a huge reason to keep moving forward and to keep acting on whatever it is that you're working toward. Maybe it's your business, maybe it's a big goal you have for your business, or maybe personal life too. Whatever it is, I feel like our desires are put into our heart for a reason, and they wouldn't be put in our heart if we weren't meant to act on those. Another thing, God wasn't just handing out at random these gold stars to put on people saying, you're gonna be awesome, you're gonna be awesome. Oh, sorry, you're not gonna be awesome. We all have the opportunity to make something big happen. We all have the opportunity to make positive impacts and to change lives and to go after whatever it is that we desire. We all have an opportunity to do that. And the thing is, when I look at the most successful people in my eyes, the most successful people, nobody gave them a gold star. No one gave them permission. No magic fairy came along and was like, hey, you're gonna be awesome and do this thing. No. Here's the secret. Here's what I've learned from this. They decided for themselves that they were special and that they were going to do something amazing with their lives. They decided that they were going to go out and make an impact. And they decided that they were worthy enough to do that. So again, there's nobody that just waves a wand around saying, you're special, oh sorry, you're not special. We are all freaking special. It's just those people that realized that and decided, oh shoot, I get to decide how I feel about myself and I get to decide how I show up. Wow, that is powerful. I'm going to use that to do something freaking amazing. And what I'm trying to say is our perceptions of ourselves, our perception of ourselves reflect on how we act and reflect on the things that we go after. So if we sit back and we think, I'm not special, I'm not good enough, and we continue that thought process and that's our perception of ourselves, we're not going to act on the things that light us up, the things that we dream of. And instead, if we are like, wow, I'm one freaking awesome person, I am meant to do this, it was put in my heart for a reason, obviously, and your perception of yourself is a really positive one, you're going to go out there and make shit happen, right? The first time I really realized this was back in 2019. I was at a conference called Pace to Be Brave in San Diego, and this message just kept coming up for me, kept coming up, and I was like, wow, I get to decide how confident I show up. I get to decide who I am as a person. I get to decide the things that I do with my life. I get to decide. And I have struggled with confidence my entire life. I grew up as the shy kid. I never raised my hand in class. I did pageants growing up just to challenge myself and to really work on that confidence and to build my presence in front of people speaking, you know, just really being in front of an audience. I had to really challenge myself to be able to do what I do today. It was not easy for me. I'm a natural introvert. And because of that, I was called the shy kid. And I kept playing that story. I kept, you know, having that story of, oh, I'm the shy kid. So the story for me was I'm not confident because I'm the shy kid. And because of that, I was not confident. So I really had to try hard and really work at being a confident person. And you mix that in with anxiety and depression, it's tough. And I know you know that. For those of you that struggle with the same stuff, it is tough. So after I kind of realized that in 2019, I actually became the most confident person I had ever been. I felt amazing. Notice how I said felt. When 2020 happened, some of that confidence, it started to diminish a little bit. And I think it had to do with the fact that I was less focused on my personal development and building myself up. I truly think that, you know, worth and confidence is a muscle, and we have to continue to work that muscle, especially people that struggle with confidence and feeling worthy and feeling good enough. I truly think that we have to continue to build that muscle. Otherwise, it starts to diminish a little bit. And that sucks. Whenever you work so hard to build up confidence and worth, and you feel the best you've ever felt in your entire life, and then you stop working that muscle and it starts to go away. The confidence, the worth, all of that starts to go away. That happened to me. And I think it was because I didn't realize that it was a muscle and that I had to keep working on it. I thought, oh, I'm confident, I'm good, I don't have to work on this anymore, I'm good. No. So some things that have helped me stay in my worth and feel so confident are listening to podcasts, you're in the right place, reading books, doing things that I am not comfortable doing uncomfortable things. So I started, actually last year, started doing CrossFit. I was super nervous to start CrossFit. I'm like, my arms are noodles. I cannot lift things. And then I did it anyway. I did something that was uncomfortable. And you know what happened? I loved it. And doing that helped me to build that worth back up, helped me to start to get my confidence back. Also, going to different conferences, summits, anything motivational, or places where you can learn and educate yourself, whether it is business or mindset, those things build confidence. I think that continuing your education and continuing to learn whatever it is, maybe it's something random, maybe you're watching a video on YouTube, or maybe you enrolled in a course, whatever it is, I definitely think that continuing to educate yourself and learning definitely builds your confidence muscle as well. Something else is taking care of yourself. Taking the time to actually take care of yourself and make time for you. And that could be as little as something as taking a bubble bath, going to get a massage. It doesn't have to cost money, obviously. Getting ready for the day, putting makeup on. If that makes you feel confident, if that makes you feel amazing, getting ready for the day, or maybe it's cleaning your house. Honestly, I feel like I have my stuff together when I have a clean house, and that makes me feel good about myself. And that's just who I am as a person. I am a pretty organized and clean person. If you are somebody that thrives off of a mess, but you're like, oh, like I'm organized, I know where everything is, do that for you. Do whatever makes you feel best. I really think that is another thing too about feeling good enough is the fact that there are these norms in society that says, you know, you have to do XYZ, 1, 2, 3, this is how you have to do it. And if you do that, you are successful, you are a good person. And I think that really hurts people because they think they have to do it a certain way in order to be worthy, in order to be good enough, in order to be successful. When the truth is, we don't have to do something a certain way in order to be worthy, in order to be a good person, in order to be successful. And you see these things out there that are, you know, they're supposed to be helpful. And, you know, even things that I teach, you know, here are my steps to do this, and this is how I do it. Anything that I'm teaching out there, take it with a grain of salt, you guys. If it's not something that works for you, mix it up. Do it in your own way. That's what I love, especially about business, is we can take all of this information and how to do whatever it is. Maybe it's how to send a successful email and make sales from it. You can take that information and put your own spin on it and be just as successful as the person that put that information out there for you to do. Do you get me? You can do things, and it doesn't have to be in business. It can be in personal life. You can do things that don't flow with the norm of society, and you can still be successful as heck. Because here's the thing, some of the most successful people in my eyes are the people that just decided to go for it. They're people, regular people, just like you and me, that realized that, wow, I can decide, I can choose. All I have to do is show up and unapologetically do what lights me up and go after the things that I am passionate about. So I just want you to know that you are good enough. You are good enough. And please realize that you were born with a purpose, and you might not have known that purpose until years later, but that purpose was put on your heart for a reason, and you were meant to act on that. That is all for today. Shoot me a message on Instagram. It's Erica A. Rhodes, and let me know your biggest takeaway from today's episode. And I really want to challenge you this week to do some things that make you feel uncomfortable, and also do some things that light you up. Do some things that uplift you, your mood, your confidence. Get out there and flex that confidence muscle. And let me know what you do. Let me know specifically some things that you do to help that. All right, friends, I gotta go and pack some orders because my mail lady is coming soon. So I will talk to you in the next episode. This episode is brought to you by the Shop Small Academy, which is my online education and support membership for small businesses. What I love about this is it gives small businesses ongoing education and support that they need to grow their businesses without having to spend a ton of money on their education. Each month we go over something new. We have 3 different trainings per month, and then at the end of the month we do a question and answer Zoom meeting where you get all access to me in a group setting where you can ask any questions, or we could go over anything related to your business. And then you get access to all past trainings, all past resources in our Academy library. Again, the Shop Small Academy is one of the most affordable ways for small businesses to grow through education and support through me. So come on and join us. I can't wait to see you in there.